I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, friends, it has been almost 1 year since we conducted our State of the Product Industry survey, and we are back to do it again. So from now until April 11th, our 2025 State of the Product Industry survey is open, and we want to hear from you and all of your physical product-based business owner friends. You can head to prooftoproduct.com/2025survey to share your responses with us. And I encourage you to do it sooner than later and then help to spread the word if you don't mind. So as a recap, in last year's survey, we found out a lot of information. We asked about annual revenue, take-home pay, the revenue streams that people were utilizing, how much help people have within their business, tech tools that they use day in and day out, and so much more. Last year, we had 925 people respond, and this year, our goal is over 1,000 participants. We're going to dive into many of the same questions and topics that we tackled last year, and I want to do a year-over-year comparison of how things have shifted. So I'm really excited about that. But we have also added in some new topics and questions based on some of your feedback, including how many folks are full-time in their business or whether it's a side gig. There's no shade in this, but also the data points are going to be different when we know who's full-time versus who's part-time in their business. We are asking whether the business is the primary source of revenue for the owner, how the businesses are adjusting for tariffs and current economic conditions, whether sales are up or down compared to last year, plus future plans for sales, marketing, and operational strategies. You know, one shocking result that came out of the 2024 survey response was that there were a lot of participants who were underutilizing email marketing in their sales and marketing strategy. Last year, 15% of respondents said they did not utilize any sort of email marketing in their business, like nothing at all, which I felt was a real missed opportunity for sales and relationship building with customers. And we actually ended up doing a lot more podcast episodes about sales and marketing and bringing in content into our programming. We already had a lot of content about email marketing in our labs program and our paper camp program, but we enhanced it even more to make it easier for people to implement because it's such an important piece of this customer sales process, relationship building, and just connection. So I'm excited to see if those results have changed at all. Also, I'm really interested to see how President Trump's tariffs have impacted product-based business owners directly in this independent retail space. Like anecdotally, I have heard from several brands based in the United States and abroad who have seen a jump in their production costs, their materials and supplies, as well as duties and fees. And I've talked to brick and mortar shop owners who have already received notifications from folks about prices jumping. So we know that the decisions that are being made by this new administration will have a direct economic impact, not only on larger retail, but also smaller independent retail and brands and businesses too. So this survey response will also give us a broader picture of what that impact is looking like in practice. Okay, I'm going to keep this episode pretty short. I'm really excited to see the results of this survey this round. I appreciate you all sharing your thoughts with us in our suggestion box of questions you wanted to see added. We've incorporated a lot of them in a lot of different ways, but I am going to leave you with two pieces of homework today. The first one is, if you are a physical product-based business owner, right? You make and sell physical products, please head to prooftoproduct.com/2025survey and complete the State of the Industry survey. It should take you no more than 10 minutes to complete. We've really been thoughtful in our approach to how we can receive answers really quickly from you and still get the data points that we need. We are collecting responses until April 11th, so we don't have a lot of time to complete this. We've got like plans in motion to get the results done, and it takes us a little while to compile all the details and kind of interpret and make recommendations and put the report together. So the first piece of homework is go fill out that survey at proof2product.com/2025survey. And then the second piece of homework here is please share this survey with all of your friends in the product space and encourage them to submit their responses. We want to collect data points from a wide range of folks in the industry who are at different stages of business, who are selling a wide range of products. And to make this easy for you, we did put together some graphics on Instagram that you are welcome to reshare or pull and put on other social media platforms. Head to our Instagram at proof2product and just make sure that when you do share these images, please include a direct link to the survey. So that's again, proof2product.com/2025survey. Because that's where they're going to go to fill that out. So again, you can grab those Instagram images and share them wherever you'd like. Just include that link to proof2product.com/2025survey so that folks know where to go and complete that. Again, completing the survey is quick, it's painless, and the more people that participate, the better data points we will have to guide our industry forward. We will close this survey for responses on April 11th at the end of the business day. So we do appreciate you spreading the word and helping us get to a wider audience of product creators and sellers. All right. You know, together we rise. This is something that's a big part of our values here at Proof2Product. And this survey is just one way that we can use all of our independent experiences and knowledge for the collective good. So thank you for being here. Thank you for contributing to our industry. And I look forward to bringing you our completed report of the 2025 State of the Product Industry Survey. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll be back soon with a new episode.